Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna. Thanks for joining me today. Sorry I wasn't on the radio last Monday, but I had a house closing, and I think you all know how hectic and crazy that potentially can be. But everything, I'm glad to report, went very smoothly. And so I've made my transition to South Florida relatively pain-free. So today, I'd like to get into a conversation about how to cleanse your cell walls and basically ridding them of petrochemicals. Now, all of you guys that listen in, you know that I'm a big diffuser advocate. You can use diffusers in your home, in your office, you know, when you want to apply it directly, the soles of the feet, et cetera. One of the reasons that I feel that the diffuser is especially good to clear your cell walls is because when you breathe the essential oils in, it takes less than 30 minutes, more like around 20-some minutes or so, for the health benefits of those oils to be in every cell of your body. Okay, so for those of you who may not be familiar with the term petrochemicals, these are chemicals that come from pesticides, whether they're sprayed in and around your living space. As we know, there are non-organic food. Petrochemicals are in body lotions and creams, et cetera, that are not pure and botanical based. They're in our medicines, our prescription drugs. They're in the Febreze and plug-ins and so forth. And so the list goes on and on, as we know. When we breathe in the essential oils, it cleans our pituitary gland, and that's a master gland for all hormonal messages, and I'll get into a little bit about repairing your DNA in just a minute, but, you know, the pituitary gland, you want to keep that running optimally so that, you know, your body flows, you don't have the issues with that time of the month, et cetera, that can happen. Now, studies have been conducted, and we're finding out that animals who have been exposed to these petrochemicals, they're not migrating correctly, they're not fulfilling life activities that were instinctual in the past. Studies are supporting that this is the basis of human brain conditions that, as we all know, have increased dramatically over the last decades. Depression, ALS, autism, Parkinson's, bipolar, et cetera. We know that the limbic system of the brain molecules of essential oils, they're picked up through the nasal cavity, carried past the pineal and pituitary glands right to the smell sensory cortex. Every endocrine gland in the brain is affected simultaneously, and within microseconds of inhalation of the essential oil molecules, everything, it just goes through your body quickly. Now, this was research at Cornell University back in 89. Demonstrated that the only stimulus that triggered a response in the amygdala was smell. Now, we've talked about this before when we did our little bit on brain injuries, but the amygdala is the gland that controls sexual drive, desire, and appetite. It also controls trauma, flight, and fear. So when this amygdala, you know, gland is stimulated, old experiences and fears, et cetera, come to the surface. So when we oxygenate the essential oils, the sap of the plant, like our blood, it carries the oxygen, nutrients, and antibacterial elements. And this is what regenerates the plant tissue. So it couldn't be more of an ideal form of medicine than a substance that functions like the blood of the human body. So this can be in the roots, the leaf, the flower, the seed, the needle, etc., or hard gum like frankincense and myrrh, or it can be in the whole plant. So EOs have a major purpose in both our bodies and in the plant. They increase ATP, the individual cell fuel, which increases the uptake of oxygen in the plant and in the blood and obviously in the tissues of our bodies. Now, these same laboratory studies have now documented molecules such as sesquiterpenes and phenols, which are responsible for carrying the highest level of oxygen molecules. The EOs are also immune stimulating, as we've talked about at length, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Now, there was research that was done at Vienna University and the University of Berlin in 1994 that demonstrated that the sesquiterpenes in the frankincense and sandalwood, they're responsible for oxygenating the pineal and pituitary glands. So EOs can increase our blood oxygen up to 21%. That's not bad, guys. The study further showed that brain scan thermography photos before and after the inhalation of sandalwood and frankincense, that's what they were using in the study, showed increased absorption of oxygen. That ties into why when you inhale the essential oil, you can experience a euphoric feeling. As we know today, we don't have enough oxygen in our atmosphere. If you put an oil diffuser in your home, and here again, guys, you must use pure EOs. It also helps to increase your brain oxygen. It has been documented that it increases endorphins and neurotransmitters. Now, dried herbs, you know, when we cut the plant and dehydrate it, we evaporate 98% of that light force. And I think a couple of weeks ago I talked about that at length. When you use fresh herbs for flu and colds, and also myself, I made a big thing of chicken soup last night for a friend who was getting over a cold, and I used all fresh herbs, oregano and basil, et cetera, because you're getting 100% of it, and the change is like almost instantaneous, certainly within 30 minutes. If you take the same herb, say, in dried capsule form, you're not going to get the same results. So here again, just another reason to use essential oils in our daily lives. And certainly, as you guys who have listened to me enough know what a big diffuser fan I am. And in fact, I have them strategically. I had to run out and buy one when I was temporarily staying in the hotel because it's like I need to have my oils. I need to purify this air, the germs and everything else. And so I had to set up a quick little mini essential oil area so that my diffuser could work and purify the air and keep me healthy as I was going through my, transition from Jersey to South Florida. Now, a lot of that information was, like I said, based off of case studies at the universities, also from Lisa Ruff, who is my mentor and oil queen, as I refer to her sometimes. Now, just to quickly just talk about EOs and how it can help repair your damaged DNA, because they help to clear the receptor sites of the cells of the body. This is why I wanted to kind of talk about this quickly, because it all kind of ties in to the petrochemicals and you know, how they work off your cell wall. So the main reason why the receptor sites are they don't communicate is because of the petroleum coating. And the receptor sites control all hormonal messaging. So it's for you men too. So this coating, again, comes from chemicals, which are synthetic, sourced from petroleum. And here again, just to add a few things, you know, I talked about petricides, the dry cleaning fluids. I hate to iron. I will be the first to admit that. I don't even have an iron or an ironing board in my home. I might have to change up with that. But one thing, I will not take my dry cleaning to a regular dry cleaners. They have to be green and be chemical free. So because I know what that stuff does, you know, to your body. So skin products that are not 100% botanical, food additives, meds, drugs, I think I already mentioned that, the toxic house cleaning, personal care items, toothpaste, dental floss, and of course Vaseline is a big no-no. I found this wonderful lip balm with lavender, which everybody knows is my absolute favorite, the lavender essential oil and emu oil. And it's wonderful, and it smells wonderful. And, you know, no more Vaseline for me. Thank you very much. So we know that, you know, our genetic makeup in our body is our DNA. And as any other molecule, it can undergo a variety of chemical reactions, some caused by outside sources and some spontaneous. But once you damage your DNA, that means the wrong signals are sent to the cells, which then causes the cells to replicate incorrectly. And a lot of times this can sometimes lead to serious health issues such as cancer. So cells need to maintain their integrity, and they have a natural mechanism in place to constantly repair damaged DNA, either to reverse chemical reactions that cause the damage or to remove the damaged bases and make new ones. Now, of course, organic foods and herbs do the same thing. Essential oils with phenols to clean receptor sites, to reprogram cellular memory, DNA, to erase non-life-giving memory, cancer, and strong oxygen delivery. Here again, I'll mention some of my favorites for this. You want to apply or diffuse or breathe directly from the bottle. You can put in a spray bottle with distilled water and use it multiple times per day, whatever you feel most comfortable with. I mean, cedarwood, one of the reasons I recommend that is it also is a diuretic. So when we're looking to get rid of this poison out of our systems, we also need to expel it, you know, whether, you know, through, you know, through our urination or, you know, other modes, you know, sweat, et cetera. We want to expel it from our bodies. Yang, it has sesquiterpenes, frankincense, cedarwood, as I mentioned, diuretic, cinnamon bark. It's full of essential minerals. It's also high in fiber. Cypress. Cypress is an oil that I'll also add sometimes so that if I'm not looking for an overly sweet smell, but cypress also removes toxins, sandalwood, helichrysum, you know, myrtle is good for glandular imbalances. Hyssop is another diuretic. Myrrh, peppermint, rose, as we know, that is the highest frequency essential oil. It also is good as a laxative. Ginger is antiseptic. Vetiver is anti-inflammatory. So these are just some of the oils that I recommend when you're looking to repair and clean those petrochemicals off your cell walls, as well as to help repair any damage to your DNA cells. Now, I was also going to share what you could do if you were looking to help with weight loss in terms of getting these petrochemicals out of your system and a healthy way to lose weight as well. But as you know, I will not talk or recommend anything that I have either not personally tried or know of an individual or individuals personally or through people that I know are as, you know, careful as I am about their research. So I'm not going to share that today. I'm hopeful that by next week, Monday, I will have been able to get some reliable feedback. And if it is everything that it says it's supposed to be, then I will share the recipe for petrochemical weight loss. But I do not want to do that, you know, without having it confirmed by a trusted source. The other thing is, it's not something I've tried. I don't need to lose weight. I do like to keep my body clean. However, so we will get into that next week. And my website, soulfulforyou.com, will be back up and running once we're out of the shadows of Mercury retrograde. As we know, it started to go direct January 25th. However, it is still not up and running to its full speed. And that won't be until February 15th, but I plan to put the website back up next week now that I'm settled and I can fill orders, et cetera. And I think that was all for this week. I'm disappointed that I couldn't share that diet with you, but I'd rather know that what I'm sharing is accurate. So based off of that, I am going to tell everybody to have a wonderful week and listen in next week and see what fun topic we're talking about then. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm humbled by it. And also for those of you that may download this later, thank you so much. Take care and have a wonderful, happy, joyful week.